I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She showed up for the reunion and aced it, and I tried her breast milk years ago, and I still can taste it. It's Watch What Happens Live with Garcelle Beauvais and Amber Tamblyn now. The Super Bowl is happening over four Wednesdays. Tonight was the first night. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills Reunion Night with two women who don't need to do anything to be relevant. Okay, Dorit? My first guest was in the hot seat at tonight's reunion, but she better get comfortable because we've got three parts left. Please welcome Beverly Hills housewife Garcelle Beauvais. Hey, Garcelle. Described her new show as Lord of the Flies, but with ladies, which is not unlike the reunion tonight from Why the Last Man, Mondays on FX on Hulu. It's Housewives superfan and our friend Amber Tamblyn. Great to see you, Amber. Okay, guys, our guest bartender tonight, she is known for her signature pie crust cookies. I had never had a pie crust cookie until the other night I tried one. I'm obsessed with her. They might be the biggest thing to happen to food since Harry Hamlin's bolognese. It's Janie Deegan from Janie's Life-Changing Baked Goods in New York City. I mean, listen, Janie was living on the streets for a year, 10 years ago. You got clean and sober, and now you have a store on the Upper West Side, and these cookies have changed my life. If Oprah was on, they would be on her favorite things list. They are unbelievable, honestly. Excited for you. Guys, pick up your phones and go to WWHL.TV right now because we have a lot of polls about the reunion. We have a lot to discuss.
Great.
I also want to point out the definitive book about the Real Housewives is coming out next Tuesday. It's called Not All Diamonds and Rosé. It's an oral history. Over 100 housewives interviewed. They really spill the tea in this book. I want to get into the reunion. I mean, Michael Rappaport tweeting all night. I mean, 10 minutes in, he said, you might have just missed the best 10 minutes of TV this year.
Wow.
If you're not watching the Beverly Hills reunion. A lot of people pissed that Erica kept using the words alleged crime, alleged victims. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. I mean, some of the stories she would say, she told us before, and then she'd come back and say alleged. It's like, you said it. How can alleged be, you know, implied?
She also said that she wants, she's looking for a man with a big dick.
Aren't we all?
Yeah,
there you go. I feel like that's like a game.
Okay, I want to go to our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV and answer who was best dressed at the reunion. We're starting slow, okay? We're starting easy. Crystal, Dorit, Lisa, Erica, Kyle, Kathy, Garcelle, or Sutton. Amber Tamblyn, where are you weighing in? You know, we always choose a person sitting next to us, but anyone else that you want to shout out?
I loved your outfit the most, honestly. I just thought it was very classy, and you looked really beautiful.
Okay, the audience is giving it to Dorit. Okay, very well.
Well, that's just insane.
All right. I thought that dress was beautiful. Oh, were they? Uh-oh. Stay on WWHL.TV for our next poll. Do you expect to feel more positively about Erica by the end of this year's reunion? Yes or no? Starting out strong for no, let's let the votes come in. Amber, what do you think?
I mean, based on the clip of you kind of like interviewing her, I was like, you were giving Ronan Farrow a run for his money with that questioning, that line of questioning. So I would say no, just based on what I saw.
Okay, the audience is saying no, too. Did you come out of it feeling more sympathetic towards her?
I mean, I've been sympathetic towards her, but I don't know if I believe all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here comes another poll. Go to WWHL.TV. Did Rinna get off the couch solely to show off her outfit? Yes or no?
Yes.
You think she did?
Well, I think she also wanted to, you know, sort of throw herself on me to sort of, like, make me be her friend.
And did you feel more closure with her as you left that night?
As I left that night, yes.
Okay, that makes
sense. You know what? Clean slate.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I want to, though, get into, you wanted to talk about some race things.
I just wanted to say that, like, I hated watching that, and I really thought that it was quite disparaging and rude that they were trying to talk to you about what race is or isn't, like, what racism is or isn't, and I don't think that white people can say what it isn't. So it was really, to me, upsetting to watch them all sit on a couch and try to tell you what it isn't. That was really hard for me to watch, and so I had a lot of respect for you and how you handled that moment.
Thank you.
I guess the big bomb that you dropped tonight was that something that you had heard about Rinna saying that you know, she didn't want race brought into the show.
Sure.
Where do you stand with that statement today? Because that's a big, I mean, do you think she said that?
You know what? I think me coming into the show sort of changed the dynamics, and we were talking about things that has never been brought up on the show. So I do think a little bit of it, it's like, let's just stick to the entertainment. Let's not talk about race.
Okay. But you felt, leaving, you felt more whole with her and resolved with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Amber Tamblyn starred in your favorite franchise about a pair of traveling pants, while Garcelle's friend Crystal wore pants that some people think should be on the no-fly list. But that's too bad, because we're about to be joined by the sisterhood of the traveling leather pants. Amber, each time a Beverly Hills housewife tries on Crystal's pants, you're going to have to answer a question about them. Okay, let's see. Okay, the first one trying on the pants.
Yes,
this is hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Erica has the pants on. The question is, what's the number one question you have for Erica, or you hope to see answered by her at the reunion?
I actually have a twofold thing. One, I really want her to be more transparent. I know it's probably hard legally.
Right.
But also, I hope that she gets a chance to talk about whatever abuse was taking place within that marriage, because I sense it. And having been in an abusive relationship in the past and having friends who have been in one, I sense that there's some stuff there that's going to come out that is more about that. And so I hope she gets a chance to talk about
Interesting.
It.
Wow. Well, next week, I would say the first 20 minutes of part two is all about her marriage.
Okay.
And I did think she answered, I'm going to say 98% of
Absolutely.
The questions I asked.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you understood the assignment. Let
That's what
that.
I'm saying.
But, I mean, yes. You know what? I was excited to interview her. I was excited about this reunion.
Yeah, I could tell.
Because, you know, I was excited to ask her those questions because I wanted to know. I was genuinely interested.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel. Let's have another housewife try on the pants. We've got Lisa Rinna.
Oh, my God.
Do you agree with Rinna that Garcelle has been crappy to her all season?
No, I don't at all. And I think Lisa's just been, like, incredibly dramatic and trying to, like, create a space for her within this season that was a lot about Sutton and a lot about Erica. And I all thought that was all performative, like, moving over to the couch. And I didn't really buy it.
Okay, spin it around again.
Wow.
Okay, Kyle. Is Kyle guilty of supporting Erica to her face but questioning her behind her back?
I think Kyle does this a lot. Like, Kyle is the one that brings things up when things have already been squashed between everyone, and she'll go, by the way, But did you know that she also said this behind your back, and then suddenly you open it back up? Like, everything that was happening with Erica, and she's creating more problems where there aren't any, and she's the first one to say, let's just move forward, let's just squash it. But then she says something and opens it back up again. So I don't know what to say about that.
Okay, thank you very much, the sisterhood of the traveling leather pants. Garcelle spent tonight's reunion sparring with Dorit, who was decked out in thousands of embellished white glass pearls. But when it comes to the antic of her friends group, who does she think was embellishing a little too much? Let's find out with
Do You Buy It?
Garcelle, tell me if the following moments from this season passed your smell test.
Okay.
Do you buy that Erica does have empathy for Tom's alleged victims, and even when it's a misconception that she doesn't?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Let's just say that.
Okay. After the reunion, did you see it more? She mentioned it several times at the reunion.
She did.
Okay. Rinna was adamant that she never said you shouldn't have brought race into the show. Do you buy it?
Yes.
Since we ended on a cliffhanger, do you buy that Erica was always faithful to Tom? We'll find out what she said next week.
She shouldn't have been.
You think she should not
have been?
Yes.
I wouldn't have been if I knew my marriage was...
Right. And you speak from experience.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Dorit believes that you need to be passively provocative in order to establish relevance?
Hell no.
Do you buy that Erica was completely truthful at the reunion? Did you believe?
Yes, I did believe that she spoke her truth.
Do you buy that Sutton really needed you to push her around in that wheelchair?
Yes.
Do you buy that Erica, and we talk about this in the reunion, I asked her about the waterproof mascara. You will find out what she says. Do you believe that she didn't intentionally not wear the waterproof mascara?
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much. Over at the bar, it's Janie Deegan from Janie's Life-Changing Baked Goods in New York City. I mean, we all just had one of these cookies. They're like Pop-Tarts
They're
in
so
a cookie.
Good.
They're
right?
So good. Yeah.
Do you sell them online for people who don't live in New York City?
We do. You can buy them on JanieBakes.com.
JanieBakes.com.
That's right.
And also, you make a mean chocolate chip cookie. I
do. We call them half-baked chocolate chip.
Oh, they're so good. We're getting tweets. Garcelle.
Yes.
Brianna Lynn wants to know, please ask Garcelle where the boots are from.
Oh, Cult Gia. I'm obsessed with this brand.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know how I was going to walk because look at this. There's nothing in between.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay, I want to take some questions from our virtual fans. Jesse from Jersey City has a question for Garcelle. Hi, Jesse.
Bonsoir, Garcelle Beauvais.
Bonsoir, comment ça va? Merci, chérie, merci.
So, ultimately, I wanted to know, why do you think Dorito called you a bully, whereas
Dorito.
Erica wasn't called out by anybody?
Okay, I didn't hear the question. All I heard was Dorito.
Why did Dorit call you a bully across the table when Erica wasn't called out by anyone?
That is a very good question.
Talked about this a lot.
And that really bothered me because here you have Erica just going at Sutton. Incessively, which is what Dorit was saying that I was doing for her. And I just thought it wasn't right. It wasn't, I wasn't okay with it.
I will say, before I had a chance to read any of my mean tweets to Dorit about it, she wanted to apologize to you at the beginning for calling you the bully.
Good. She should have.
Right.
She should have. I mean, and she should also apologize for yelling at me. One thing that will not happen again, she will never yell at me again.
Okay. Here's Lexi and Lauren from Philly with a question for Amber.
Hi, Andy. We love you. Hi, Garcelle. You're a queen. Our question is for Amber.
Amber, do you think it's a double standard that Erica got mad at Sutton for speaking to lawyers when Crystal and Kyle did the exact same thing?
That's a great question. Yes. I think there's a lot of double standards between people on this show and between women. And, I mean, we were just talking about, for instance, of saying, like, one person seems very angry and out of control and crazy, while another person, it's fine for them to behave that way. So, yeah, I definitely think so.
I should mention, Amber Tamblyn binged 20 episodes, the entire season, in 2 days to prepare for coming on the show tonight.
And my husband was like, came into the bedroom and I was like laying on the bed like this, just with my computer and like food, just eating, watching. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm studying.
By the way, in your new series, your character is inspired by Meghan McCain, I heard.
Yes, by Meghan, by many different women, including Ivanka Trump, a lot of conservative women.
Have you spoken to Meghan McCain ever?
I haven't. She tweeted something out about how she was going to choose to see this as entertainment, okay. And I'm happy that she can see the value in choice. But I texted her, because I know her, she's a friend. Yeah, yeah. I texted her and I just said, you would really love this show, because I think everything gets lost in translation.
Right, right.
If there's anything you learn from this kind of stuff is that it does. And she was like, I look forward to seeing it.
So that's great.
I really hope
she sees it. I love the concept of it.
Good. Yeah. Well, Garcelle came clean about sipping tequila before the reunion, but I wonder if she's just as down to get drunk on Amber Tamblyn's friendship juice, to paraphrase Heather Gay. It is time for the BFF test. You both played this before. I'm going to ask you questions and immediately count down from three. You will then yell out your answers at the exact same time.
Okay.
Who is the more iconic OG, Bethany Frankel or Kyle Richards? 3, 2, 1.
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, in light of Camille shadily tweeting during this whole season of Beverly Hills, Camille Grammer making a return to the Housewives, come back or back off? 3, 2, 1.
Back off.
Agreed.
Okay, overall, who does a better job of owning it, Rinna or Erica? 3, 2, 1.
Erica.
Okay, who do you think is wealthier, Kathy or Sutton? 3, 2, 1.
Kathy.
Sitting next to me at the reunion, a coveted spot or too much spotlight? 3, 2, 1.
Coveted.
Too much.
Which house husband would you rather, Mauricio or Harry Hamlin? 3, 2, 1.
Mo.
Okay. Yeah. Dorit turning out looks for even the most casual of girls' nights. Fierce or fakakta? 3, 2, 1.
Fakakta.
Okay.
I can't.
Who's a better act? Is it fun to go to events and have Dorit walk in and
absolutely.
See what she's going to wear?
Absolutely.
She's always really turned out.
I love it. I love it, and I wait for it.
You do?
I just don't want her to be too late.
Okay. Who's a better actress, Kim or Kyle? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh. Who do you think has the more impressive collection of songs, Countess Luann or Erica Jane?
Erica.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Who's more likely to make a return to the cast, Lisa Vanderpump or Denise Richards? 3, 2, 1.
I want
Denise.
Lisa.
I just met Lisa.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was amazing. She's lovely.
Yeah, she is.
And we both were taking photos on the red carpet, and the photographers were going crazy. At the same time, we said, oh, we're going to get in trouble for this.
Right. All right.
We got some explaining to do.
Okay, you did well in the BFF test. Got cookie all over myself. Amber.
What?
Do you, Jay Brooks Evans wants to know if you stay in touch with any of your former General Hospital cast members.
Oh!
Personally, but like we tag each other on things, and that cast is like my first family, my first love. It was one of the great experiences of my life. Like, I don't have a bad thing to say about it.
How many years were you on the show?
7. 11 to 17.
Wow. And the great Stuart Damon. Passed away.
Yeah, I posted about him recently because he was like a father figure to me. And, you know, I think often with kid actors, like some really bad stuff can happen on sets. And I never had that. It was just the most loving, amazing experience. I love you, General Hospital, forever.
Nice. That's sweet.
The best.
What was your first big break?
My first big break, I would say, was Aaron Spelling Models, Inc.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Yeah, that was really, really fun.
You ever talk to Henry Simmons from NYPD Blue?
Yes, he's so hot.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's married with 2 kids.
Damn.
I know.
I would like you two to get together.
Oh, my God. We had fun.
You had crackling chemistry on that
show. Oh, my God. And you know, there was a butt clause on NYPD Blue that you had to show your butt.
Come on.
Yes.
But Kim Delaney didn't show her butt.
No.
I don't think so.
I think she did.
Oh, did she?
With Sipowicz.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, with Simone.
Simone?
Yeah, she was with Detective Simone.
She was. Sipowicz is the lead.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. anyway.
A lot of tequila.
Blah, blah, blah. I know, that was a big shot,
that
actually. Was there one thing that you went into the reunion wanting to learn from Erica?
I thought it was interesting that it was snowing in Pasadena.
Okay, there you go. It is time for my mazel of the day. Goes to William Shatner for becoming the oldest person to go to space at 90 years young today. It's incredible. After landing safely, he called it the most profound experience he could imagine. So cool. William's entire trip to space lasted 11 minutes, which is still less time than it takes Dorit to answer the question, how are you? Tonight's shackle goes to Garcelle's pal, Sutton Strack, who at tonight's reunion confessed to almost burning Kyle's house down while she was renting it. The thing that bothered Sutton the most is that the fireplace apparently told its friends it felt violated. Oh. Sutton gives us face rollers, dinner party interrogations, and arson. Now we know why she called Teddy boring. Oh my God. I mean,
you are
those seemed funny before. I mean, wow. All right. I want to thank Garcelle, Amber, and Janie for being here. We will see you Sunday night with Jenny from Salt Lake City and Dr. Wendy Osefo. We're going to go live on our after show now. Thank you. I love the cookies so much.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Got Garcelle Beauvais from the Housewives of Beverly Hills. You can pre-order her book, Love Me As I Am. It's out in April of next year. Yeah. Everybody check out Amber's show, Why, The Last Man, airing Mondays on FX. And guys, so Janie, your bakery is on the Upper West Side, right?
It is.
Where on the Upper West Side?
80th between Broadway and Amsterdam.
And it's called
Janie's Life Changing Baked Goods.
Oh,
wow!
Love it.
Because
that's amazing.
Did you start baking when you got sober?
I did. It was like an act of self care, and it was so creative, and it was just a great way for me to build self esteem and self love.
And how is the online business going?
Since COVID, it's booming.
Right.
So grateful for.
And the half baked chocolate chip cookies. I mean, but it's so smart. So do you bake them for half the time? Is that the idea?
We bake them. This is a trade secret, but I'll tell you. We bake them at a really high temperature for half the time so that the outside is caramelized, but the inside is gooey.
Oh,
my God.
Let's go back to our virtual audience. Donna from El Paso has a question for Garcelle. I shouldn't have put the candy in my mouth. What's your question?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Andy. Amber, Hi. Love the hair. My question is for Queen Garcelle. My question is, you made a comment that Dorit beats a dead horse and doesn't let things go. But isn't that what you were doing with the Denise situation?
Oh, interesting.
Well, that is very interesting, Donna. I guess you can say yes, I guess so. But the Denise thing was really important to me because she's been a friend for a long time. And I just felt like, Rinna could have let the other girls go after her, but she could have been a little bit more gentle.
You expressed to me, we've talked about how hard the virtual reunion was for you.
Yeah.
And we talked about how you were going into the in-person reunion and how you didn't know how you were going to feel about it, yeah. and you were nervous.
Yeah.
How did you walk away comparing the two?
Oh, my God, so much better.
In person, right?
So much better in person. It took me 2 days to shake the virtual,
yeah,
honestly. Wow. And it was also my first time.
Yeah. That was rough.
That was rough.
Reunion, yeah. But I felt like, I had like an IV of tequila after that reunion.
I can understand.
Yes. It was like I was trying to explain to my friend what had happened, and I couldn't even really.
It was long, and I felt like you really wanted to get to the bottom of certain questions.
Mm. I did. And I was also, yes. But I found Erica, I find her to be a fascinating character to talk to. She's like a character from a movie.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
We were talking earlier about what a roller coaster of emotion she is.
Completely. I mean, one minute she's lashing out, the next minute she's crying, the next minute she's laughing. It was really fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Here is Sue from Florida with a question for Amber.
Yes, Amber. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
My question is for you, Amber. What do you think of the news that Portia will not be returning to Atlanta? And also, what was your favorite moment of Portia's during her time on the show?
Of course, Amber Tamblyn had her second most favorite night in the clubhouse, her first being me drinking her breast milk.
True.
She was paired on the show with Portia, which was her bucket list moment.
It was a huge bucket list. I loved Portia. She brought these like plastic bracelets that had all this bling. I still have it, Portia. I still have our bracelet. I love her. I think she's amazing. I'm sad she's going to go, but I'm excited to see what she does next.
Yeah.
There you go.
I agree.
All right. Anything else you need to get off your chest about the season? I mean, you just binged 20 episodes of a show
in 2 days.
Andy,
you really have a thing with my chest, honestly.
I know. Yeah, it's true.
Nothing. I'm just I've gotten to see a little bit of a sneak peek of some of the reunion, and I'm like, if I wasn't wearing this dress and these heels, my face would be planted on the floor and my jaw fully open.
Did you enjoy Kathy Hilton this season?
I loved Kathy Hilton. She is such a trip. My favorite part was when she was sweeping up the floor with the barbecue scratcher thing.
Yes.
I was like, that is literally something my mother would do. That is absolutely, I identified with that deeply.
Yes.
She's legendary.
Yeah. Had you ever met her before?
I have. I had met her at different, dinners in Beverly Hills, but I never got to know her like this.
Yes.
I love this, Kathy.
Yeah, she's
fun. I love
fun.
It. Yeah.
I loved, what I thought was so cool was at the very beginning of the season, you and Kyle sitting down, you had such a real conversation about serious by the way. And it was like over after the conversation. And you saw
really
that
was.
She got it and she heard you and you heard her. Like it was very, it made me so happy to see.
Me too. I think the best part of that is that she was willing to listen and learn, which was great.
Right.
And so from then on, we could move on. We didn't have to harp on it.
Right. And did you feel like you really got to kind of enjoy her as a person as a result?
She is funny as hell.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy her a lot.
That's great.
And I enjoy Mo, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Garcelle Beauvais, Amber Tamblyn, Janie Bates. For more, click around at BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere. With venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk.
He took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift.
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
to deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.